The next clandestine move for the architects of the Great Reset, following the plandemic vaccine rollout that is slowly happening, killing millions as I speak, will be known as cyber warfare.
Imagine one day you woke up to find your phone was dead, your bank account was empty, and when you turned on the faucet, nothing came out. You can't go to a neighbor for help because they're all in the same situation. You have no idea how it happened or even how you could figure that out. Don't start freaking out just yet, but this reality could be a lot closer than you might think.
And just as the plandemic was publicly forecasted amongst its conspirators months before its rollout, so too it goes with the coming cyber warfare predictive programming of the flip of the power grid kill switch.
Cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels.
Look, today my administration issued new warnings that based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
We've already seen with the Colonial Pipeline and with many others, it's not just stealth of data, it's shutdown of critical infrastructure. And we've seen it with Colonial Pipeline, we've seen it with hospitals, we've seen it with factories that were shut down. And many of these attacks are activated by private organizations, private criminals, but some of these attacks are also behind them, there is government-sponsored attack.
But which governments have embedded what is known as the Swiss Army knife of malware into critical infrastructure? All signs point to the United States government.
It was looking for these things that are called PLCs, or these small computers that control things like factories, like the power grid. What you see here is the code that is put onto the PLC, and this is the normal process. Code goes onto the PLC, turns the PLC on or off, and controls it.
As the Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency wrote in their alert for the APT cyber tools targeting ICS-SCADA devices, the Department of Energy, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the National Security Agency, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are releasing this joint cybersecurity advisory to warn that certain advanced persistent threat actors have exhibited the capability to gain full system access to multiple industrial control systems, supervisory control, and data acquisition devices, including Schneider Electric programmable logic controllers, Omron Sysmac Nex PLCs, and Open Platform Communications Unified Architecture servers.
There is an energy producer in Texas who has identified a very serious malware instance in their system. This malware is not just in systems like a Windows, Vista that is sitting in one of these plants. No, it is in the Schneider Electric Programmable Logic Controllers. That's a PLC. It is in the Omron Sysmac NEX PLCs and the Open Platform Communications Unified Architecture servers. Some of this stuff could only be put into these devices at the manufacturer. And so when I asked our dude named Ben, Protector of Megawatts, he said, what does it look like to you? These guys look at this stuff all day long. They say, Russian? Because the Russians are the ones that people really do fear. If you got the ghost in the machine, these guys are good. He says, this looks like our guys. Without making a formal accusation, of course. Of course, there's people who are doing reports on it, but it is not the hold on to your ass because the lights could go out in Texas or New York or anywhere. This would be the one, and they're not making a big deal out of it, which makes me highly suspicious.
This move will plummet civilization into chaos and total submission unless you are one of the lucky few that has already made preparations. John Bound reporting.
I'm fighting the New World Order at point blank range. We've had devastating victories in my life. I've put, thanks to you supporting us, a real dent in our operations. In fact, more than one dent. We have savaged them in a very, very hardcore way, thanks to you and us together. And they want to destroy me because of it, because they're scared of us, and they should be. So I'll tell you, I'll go on to the end no matter what happens, whether we win, lose, I collapse. I'm just telling you, I've got more victory left in me. I'm long in the tooth now, folks. 48 in a 28-year war is like I'm 100, okay? The enemy looks and goes, he looks tired, he looks hurt. Yeah, I look hurt. I've been stabbing your ass hard. I've been biting you. I've been betting. Yeah, you bet I look bad. Because I've been putting my will against you for a long time. I have set the fires. We have prepared the resistance. We have laid the way. You bet I'm hurt. You bet I'm screwed up now. Ain't no going back now. I know my best days are still here to come. But I can't fight these people in the ring for you if you don't pray for me. And if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy our products, and I'm telling you, just as sure as the sun came up this morning, if you don't support us financially, we're going to implode very, very soon. And the globalists are going to celebrate like chickens with their heads cut off, but that's okay. That's what they do. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
American, you visited Band on Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit Band on Video, or I have to hurt you.